As we've been hearing throughout the show, President Trump's had his hands full with North Korea in recent days. But there are other issues on his plate, like DACA, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a program started under President Obama that protects undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Tomorrow, Trump's expected to announce his decision to end the program. Since 2012, nearly 800,000 young immigrants have received benefits through DACA, including permits to work in the U.S. So how would taking those permits away from DACA recipients affect the U.S. economy? We put that question to Ike Brannon of the Cato Institute.
I don't think for a second that these guys are going to pack up and leave the country. Most of them will go and take undocumented jobs and drop out of college. So instead of having a cohort of college graduates who are working in white-collar jobs and starting their own businesses, they'd end up much worse paid, probably not paying taxes under the table, and being a lot less productive. So in our study that we released in January, we estimated that the cost of the government in terms of reduced tax revenues would be $60 billion in the next decade, and the broader economic cost of shifting these kids into less productive jobs would be about $280 billion in the next 10 years.
How did you determine that amount? That's a lot of money.
It is. There was a Hoover Institute study that looked at H-1B visas.
And the H-1Bs are specifically visas given to talented, trained, educated people for specific industries.
That's right. So what we did is we basically compared our cohort to this H-1B cohort that the Hoover Institute looked at. We adjusted for wages and size, and we used their economic analysis to come up with our numbers.
Yeah, but they're two different groups. Why can you put them in the same category?
There are two different groups, but in general, foreign-born students who have college degrees do quite well in the labor market. And so what we did is we looked at some basic demographic and other analysis, and we said the DACA people are a lot like these H-1B people, except they're 7 to 10 years younger. So we did an adjustment for wages, and we used the analysis that they did.
When we're talking about the impact on the labor force, some have made the argument that DACA recipients are driving down blue-collar wages and taking low-skill jobs away from Americans. Have you found that in your research?
No. In general, foreigners, especially foreigners with a college education, end up mainly in white-collar jobs. The other thing to keep in mind is that foreigners are, in general, much more likely to start their own businesses.
Your research also found that the federal government stands to lose billions in tax dollars if DACA recipients are removed from the labor force. But aren't there other savings in store for the federal government if it shuts down the program, like operational costs?
So there's a few operational costs. But, you know, the other point that people have made, if the federal government were serious in trying to deport all these people, that would be incredibly expensive to track these people down and get them across.
So overall, your conclusion is in terms of economic growth and fiscal impact, you seem to be saying we're going to have a net loss if DACA program is repealed?
I think that's right. We're definitely going to lose tax revenue. We're going to take kids who would otherwise be college graduates and doing very productive jobs 5 or 10 years from now, and we're going to shove them into the illegal economy where they're not going to be paying taxes. And we can all say, well, they'll all leave the country. But for the most part, it's very difficult for us to track these people down. So in general, we're going to be taking a lot less tax revenue because of this.
Why do you think so many Americans disagree with you and think that Dreamers or DACA recipients are a drain on the economy? What are they missing?
I think if your experience is you just happen to run into a handful of immigrants here and there, and you tend to think that they aren't doing all that much, you might be able to come up with an anecdotal story that comports in your mind that these people are just a drain on the economy. But if you look at the broader numbers and what immigrants tend to do, the data tends to tell a very different story, that in general, they work hard. When they go to college, they end up dropping out at a much lower proportion than native students, and they do pretty well. So, in general, I think immigration has been a boon for the U.S. economy for a couple hundred years.
Ike Brannon is with the Cato Institute, which recently published a study on the economic and fiscal impact of repealing the DACA program. Thanks, Ike.
My pleasure.